This is Bob Wynn with The View From Here. Last week, we talked about some of the situations I see coming our way after the big dam removal project is completed this year. We'll see if I'm correct on my assumptions, but one of them is already proven to be correct. Now, we were just hit with a substantial increase in our electricity rates from Pacific Power last month. They filed with the Oregon Public Utility Commission for a large increase, primarily to cover the cost of wildfire prevention on their systems. Now, I'm not sure the last time the Oregon Public Utility Commission denied a rate increase, but this was not the exception, and they approved it. So along come our bills in January, and voila, the increase is factored in. Now, I predicted last week that after the massive dam removal project, Pacific Power would file for yet another rate increase. Well, I was right. However, they didn't even wait for the mud bogs left behind when the dams were breached to dry before they filed for yet another. Yep, coming in January of next year, they're asking again for a 16.9% increase in electricity rates. They cite that it will only cost the average residential customer just $29.47 more per month. Of course, that doesn't factor in the large increase that customers have already absorbed just last month. With inflation running amok and prices on everyday essentials like food and housing, one would think the company would work to keep costs down rather than asking for yet another large increase. But if you thought that, you would be wrong. Between government and entities that are basically a monopoly, there's a never-ending thirst to raise the prices to you and me, the everyday consumer. Is there consideration of the current state of the economy or the fact that we've already seen a huge increase? Well, no. That just doesn't matter to them, as long as they can dole out more of your money for the services they provide. So we already know that one of my predictions from this disastrous dam removal project has already come true, and we'll wait and see if the other two come to fruition. My guess is they will. It was rather amazing to see the pictures last week of all the dead fish, dead crayfish, dead turtles, and, of course, the deer that had to be euthanized because they were stuck in the mud left behind of what was once a pristine reservoir. Now, the response from those in charge, all this was expected. Nothing to see here, folks. Pretty much the same explanation when they needed to grab 4 full days of our precious irrigation lake water when they punched a hole in the bottom of the dam. Then they came out and said, well, all expected, you know, that's just what we thought was happening. Yeah, right. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.